Good morning, everybody. So before I talk more, I would like to do a short guided meditation with you all. And please find a very comfortable position and keep your back straight as much as you can. Gently close your eyes. Take few deep, long breaths and relax your whole body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Observe all of the different parts of your body individually and see if they are relaxed, free of tension or strain. Anywhere you find tension or strain, concentrate your mind on that area and allow it to release and relax. Experienced relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself, thinking, I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. Understand the meaning of each word clearly and deeply, then repeat it to yourself. I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. Now, having loving motivation towards yourself, now slowly turn your attention to your breath. Every breath you take in, you take out, is taken mindfully. Focus on your natural, ordinary breaths. If you are distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sensation, bring your attention back gently but firmly to the spot where you experience that subtle sensation of the breath. Now observe your mind, observe your body. Your body is relaxed, your mind is calm, tranquil and peaceful. Now make a strong determination to practice meditation every day, regularly, with diligence and patience. Understand how important this meditation practice keep yourself well, happy and peaceful. Now I'm going to do a short chant to give blessings to all of you. The meaning of chant is power of love, kindness and compassion and healing. Please listen and receive the blessings. Bahun sahas mabhinim mit sayudhantang girimeklang udit ghor sasen marang dana didham vidina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani maratirek mabiyun jit sambharantin ghoram pana lavak mankh matandayang khang khanti sudant vidhina jitva munindo tante jasa bhavatute jaya mangalani. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Okay. So happy to be here and again and to see my friends and new friends. So it is so funny, I have a nickname now. People call I'm a Yuyu Buddhist monk. That means I'm going to so many Unitarian churches around the country. I started from Woodstock, Illinois, and now it is all over the country. So anyway, I'm happy to hear that, because I'm connected to the UU Church, because Blue Lotus Buddhist Temple is rooted in a Unitarian congregation in near Woodstock. And now it is called the Blue Lotus Temple. They moved to the new place. So anyway, I just returned like 2 weeks ago after 5 months of traveling around the world and doing all of my different charities in Sri Lanka. So when I was in Sri Lanka, I experienced Sri Lankan culture I'm so used to. And so when I was in Europe, I experienced European culture. It is a little bit new to me. And now I know, being here in this country, American culture, I'm getting better with. So when I was in those different cultures, I experienced something same to everybody. Everybody has things, everybody have things, maybe a lot or maybe less, but everybody was complaining about their lives. It doesn't matter, people have many things, people have less things, and whoever, wherever I was, people have complaints, complaints about their body, or complaints about their mind, complaints about their people, and complain about their family. That means I felt everybody suffers. Everybody's suffering. So, having that experience, I returned. Then I came here to this area in Gettysburg, Harrisburg. I was teaching and talking many different colleges and schools and different groups, now almost 10 days. So when I was at the Penn State, talking to a group of students all day, now last 6 years, I go to Penn State. They were always very excited to see me and ask different questions and listen to the stories. And one student raised a question, "Bhante, I'm very interested about your teacher. Do you have a teacher?" Then I said, "Of course, I do have a teacher." "Where is that, your teacher?" I said, "My teacher is in Sri Lanka." "Who is your teacher?" I always give the funny answers. I said, "My teacher is a dog." Then everybody start to laugh, and then they were thinking I'm making a joke. I have many teachers, actually. I have my ordination teacher who helped me to study. Then I said, "My dog is, right now, he's a dog." So this is the story. So what I learned from a dog. I am not a dog person. Now I do, after being in Sri Lanka. So when I was in Sri Lanka, I have one of my students, his name is Michael. He is living in Sri Lanka. And he is doing all, he is the manager of my charity work, and he is managing our meditation center in Sri Lanka. One day he called me and said, "Bhante, I want to have a dog." I said, "It's fine." One day he was riding his motorcycle. He saw a little puppy, streets, the roadside, and wet and rainy day. And it's really, he was sick. What he did, took off his shirt, T-shirt, and covered that little puppy and riding his motorcycle home. It is so funny, white man, no shirt, and holding a puppy, and riding in the middle of the city in Kandy. It's a big city. And it's so funny scene. So anyway, he took the dog home and gave a bath. And now this dog, local dog, raised like an American baby. So when I go to Sri Lanka, I can see a little puppy there. This puppy cannot understand local dialect, because only language he can understand English. Now it's a Sri Lankan dog and understand English, raising like American. And she's a female, she get all the treats from America. Even she has a shoes, she has a dress, couple of dress, and she's spoiled. So anyway, the Michael, because now I have to being respect to him, I have to respect to the dog, because as I said, I'm not the dog person. And I am not hating them, but I am not used to. And so then I thought, now I have to be mindful about the dog. And then I can see one day he's eating. Right after he done eating, he give the plate to the dog, which I cannot handle myself. So then, okay, I was accepting and respecting his nature and things. Then he said I had to go back to United States for 4 weeks doing a wedding, participate family wedding. Bhante, this is your job to taking care of the dog. Now I cannot say no to him because he's doing so much for me. I said, okay, I will try my best. Before he leave, he gave a long list for me. You know, that's an American thing, right? Long list for me. This is the way you have to take care of the dog. I said, okay. Now I was reading the list. It says, this is the time dog wake up. After dog wake up, you have to give a pill. It's a vitamins for the dog. And then I had to give her milk. Then I had to give her another breakfast. And so then I had to take her 2 times for exercise, walk. And then I had to give her lunch. After lunch, I had to play with her. And at night, before she go to bed, she's sleeping with me in my bed, another one I'm not used to. I had to sing a song and tell her bedtime story to the dog, right? Now, this is very serious. That's what he was wrote in the paper, right? So now I had to follow these instructions. So anyway, being kind to the dog, being kind to the boy, and so I'm doing my best. Now I can see, little by little, I truly love this dog. I'm so emotionally connected to this dog. Why? She's sleeping with me every night in my bed, on my bed. So then I realize every morning she wake up before me, and she wants to make sure I'm alive. So what she does, I know she wake up, she look around because I cover my head or something. She come and look at my face. I can see, I'm open my eyes, I'm looking at her. Now she's like a snipping and check, I'm alive. And if I'm not really responding to her, she pull my bed sheet and ask me to wake up. And she's giving so much love and attention to my day, every day. She's giving her love, compassion, companionship, and so many things I can feel from her. But she's not annoying at all. And so then she's doing her job every day, and suddenly she stopped doing that. Now she's sleeping. I had to wake up. I had to go and do my thing. She doesn't get down from the bed. Now every day she does for me. But almost in a week, she's not waking up before me. She's not checking on me anymore. And she is sleeping, you know, by herself on the bed. But I come to the kitchen and do things. I try to make my coffee and tea. She's watching what I'm doing. She's looking at me. But her name is Sweet Potato. Right? I'm asking Sweet Potato, what are you doing? You don't get up. She doesn't want to come to me. But she's waiting. Now I was thinking she was sick. She was upset. Something going wrong. I don't know what is happening. Then I realized, now she is telling me, this is your turn. You have to check on me now. What I am doing, every day I am check on you. You never come and check on me. What I am doing, then I realize that's the message I receive. Then I go and check on her, rub her, give her kiss, or you know, hug her and doing something. Then she's happy. Then she get down and she's enjoying time with me. And so then I realize she's always giving me love and she's waiting to receive love. That's very important. Then I realize most important lesson I learned from her, when we live in this society and we cannot ignore even one person in our lives. We all are connected somehow, some way, every day our life. Maybe that person is the most annoying person in the world. But still, that person also connected. So these days I'm thinking, because I'm traveling a lot, because I'm living with different people, talking to different people every day, and it is so funny, some situation inside me, I don't like some people. Being honest. But I'm always thinking suffering is optional. Suffering is optional. I can decide whether I'm going to suffer with this person or not. It is totally up to me. Then I realize even that person is distracting, still he has some position, some kindness, some responsibility in his life to do this world, I have to learn how to respect to that person, how to accept that person and live with that person. That's my practice. That's my spiritual journey. That's my kindness. That's my acceptance. So then being with that sweet potato, that dog, I learned a lot. I saw sweet potato is my teacher, my Buddha. Okay, so then what happened? The day I was leaving Sri Lanka, so I felt she doesn't like it. I feel that she doesn't like it. She walk around my luggages and snip them, and she can see I'm getting ready for something big. So then the day I was getting ready to leave, I was waiting for the van to pick me up, and she came and sat on my lap. And I can see she's not happy. She's looking at my face. And she's trying to communicate with me. I don't know what she's telling me. But she was sit for a while. Then maybe she felt I have some pain to leave her. And what she said, snip me and give me like almost like a kiss. She get out and she left. Then she sat a little bit far from me. And she's sitting there very still. So then Van came. Still she's not, you know, the moving at all. She's not excited and she's not moving. She's watching. She's watching. Until I get into the van, she was in the same place without moving and watching. And that's how she said goodbye to me. Then I realized she's wonderful. She came and gave me hug, gave me love and say goodbye to me. And emotionally, she was thinking, now I have to disconnect from you. You have to leave. I have to leave. I have my life, you have your life. But that's why she left and sit in another place and she's watching and to say goodbye to me. Then I realized something beautiful observing that nature. Even we are connected everyday life, one day, whether we like or not, we have to separate. So then I realized love is not emotional. You know, our basic love, our everyday love, it is an emotional practice. But the real, deep, loving kindness, I call loving kindness, it is not emotional, it is a quality. So being with that sweet potato, I learn true love is not a weak emotion, it is a quality. So then I learn loving kindness from her, I learn mindfulness from her, I learn acceptance from her. I learn how to let things go and from her. So that's why I said, she is my teacher. I'm so grateful for the dog. I'm going back to Sri Lanka for 2 weeks to do a retreat. I'm going to see the sweet potato. I will say hi for you. So thank you so much. Thank you. And I have a few things. I have my new CD, Bedtime with Bhante. Maybe new people never seen this CD, and if you are interested, and Driving with Bhante, and Chanting CD, and also Guided Meditation CD is there. And couple of things, last year for my incubator project, this church helped tremendously. I greatly appreciate that. I did the project. I donated my 8th incubator. So when I was donating, nurse was crying, head nurse. Then she said, Bhante, you don't know value of this, you know, the machine. We know better than you. Then she was crying and sobbing. I asked, why? Because you don't know how many lives you saved using this machine. They have just won the phototherapy incubator. So she believed it is almost like a life. Having an incubator. I was in Arizona in a children's hospital. They have more than 50 incubators. That one hospital, almost 200 beds, but they have one incubator. So I think whatever you are donating today and whatever purchase you are doing this holiday season and gifts, always going for a baby and saving a life. Thank you. I really appreciate it.